With an impressive list of countries that includes Japan, Mexico, Vietnam, and Australia, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is the United States' largest free trade agreement in a generation, and many experts believe American agriculture has the most to gain from it. The 11 foreign countries now part of the pact imported more than $60 billion worth of U.S. beef, corn, dairy, and other farm products in 2014 alone.
Over 40% of the world's GDP is included in this agreement. And what that means is increased access for U.S. agricultural products across the region, breaking down tariff barriers and other what we call non-tariff barriers.
That's Devery Bufner-Vorwerk, Vice President of Corporate Affairs for agribusiness giant Cargill, and somebody who knows a thing or two about trade. Before joining Cargill, she worked at the U.S. International Trade Commission and with the U.S. Trade Representative. The TPP will level the playing field for American agriculture, Vorwerk says, by opening foreign markets to U.S. farmers and making their products more competitive internationally. That, she says, will likely lead to cheaper prices for consumers around the globe.
It's a win-win. It's a win for American agriculture, and it's a win for those consumers who are having to pay so much out of pocket, so much of their income on food.
Overall, the deal will cut 18,000 taxes, or tariffs, on U.S. exports. These are taxes like the 38% tariffs Japan places on U.S. beef, or the 40% tariffs Malaysia puts on poultry.
For Cargill, being a Minnesota-based company, this is really important because our growth as an American company is based on our ability to grow outside of the United States.
Cargill is not alone in pushing for the free trade agreement. A Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting analysis of lobbying records found that Monsanto, Caterpillar, Louis Dreyfus Commodities, and the American Farm Bureau Federation were among a long list of other agribusiness powerhouses that have all lobbied on the trade deal, though we don't know whether they lobbied for or against the deal. The full text of the TPP was released recently and spans thousands of pages. The Farm Bureau's Senior Director of Congressional Relations, David Salmonson, says his organization is encouraged by what it has learned about the deal so far.
We just could not be competitive in these markets with some of our products until we could address tariff and other barrier issues. So without the agreement, we would still be severely restricted in moving ahead in those markets.
So far, countries stretching from Brunei to Chile and Canada have also signed on.
There's going to be an overall TPP agreement for that entire region is good in of itself. But the part of the TPP that is probably most interesting for the future is the fact that it's an open agreement, meaning other countries can join.
But Rob Scott, a research director with the Economic Policy Institute, says it's no surprise that industry groups are saying nice things about the agreement. It includes extra protections for corporations. Besides lowering tariffs, the Trans-Pacific Partnership sets up international arbitration panels for corporations with grievances against foreign governments.
What's really different about this agreement from prior agreements is its enhanced focus on things like intellectual property rights, investor rights, and other kinds of protection for multinational companies.
Those international arbitration panels are technically called investor settlement dispute resolution systems, and they basically allow businesses to sue entire countries when they feel they're being treated unfairly. One example, Philip Morris has been using that type of system to sue Uruguay and Australia for introducing plain packaging initiatives that discourage smoking. That could put the interests of a company above a country's responsibility to protect its people.
So we have situations that are rife with potential conflict of interest that are built into the core of this agreement. And I think that's one very important way in which these deals shift the balance in favor of large corporations.
Scott says free trade agreements as a whole also put U.S. jobs on the line in search of cheaper labor. One of his studies concluded that the North American Free Trade Agreement cost Americans nearly 700,000 jobs.
I would urge your congressman to look very closely at the entire deal, and in particular to see how it's going to affect jobs, and especially wages.
Overall, is it a perfect deal? No. Does it continue to open markets for U.S. agriculture? Yes.
That's Cargill's Devery Bufner-Vorwerk again. Congress has 90 days from when the president announced his intent to sign the trade agreement to review the TPP and consider public opinion. Similar processes have to play out in the 11 other member countries. After all the red tape, some believe it may be close to a year before the fate of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is ultimately decided. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Holley.